I got Paul Durkin with me here, number one for Donegal, number one for the All-Stars, and I suggested to you in the Burlington that you had to be a shoe-in for an All-Star. I know you were a little bit nervous coming up to it, Paul, but you've been around, I think, since 2004, and here you are, named in the top 15 as the best goalkeeper in the country. That certainly is a nice ring about it.
It's great. It's an unbelievable feeling. Suppose, you know, when you're in the company of the 15 lads or the four other 14 lads that are here, you know, it's sort of, it is something special, like, you know, to be able to do it, you know, and think to myself and Carl, you know, and the same club, and getting player of the year, you know, something special, and it's amazing, like, you know, to be part of the team all year, and then to be able to top the year off with this, it's something special, you know.
Not trying to underestimate the role that everybody plays in the team, but the unfortunate thing being a goalkeeper, Paul, is, you know, if mistakes seem to be glare out, then they'd be picked on by people doing videos and all that sort of stuff. So it is a position that if you do make a mistake, you can be sure of one thing, it's going to be analysed every which way.
Yeah, it is, you know, and I think it's probably a good thing, you know. I think it's kind of, it does make you sharper, and like over my time playing with Donegal, I've made plenty of mistakes, and then I hope to play for another few years, and I think I'll probably make a few more, and that's the position. I think it is definitely in the spotlight when a goalkeeper makes a mistake, but I think it's a challenge that I enjoy, and it's definitely something, you know. I was chatting to David Clark tonight, you know, and we were just speaking about it, and we're saying, like, you know, it's a tough position. And another lad, James Skehill from Galway there, you know, I think he was, unfortunately, you know, he didn't get the All-Star either for the hurling, but the Cork man deserved it, you know. He had a great year, but like, chatting to James as well, you know, he was saying, you know, a shoulder injury maybe got it done him out of an All-Star, you know, but it is that, you know, you're always in the spotlight there when mistakes are made, but it's something you would have to thrive on, because if you let it get to you, you know, it'll destroy you.
Yeah. Big moments this year, I suppose we could pick out several, but I'll go back to the semi-final of the Ulster Championship. We're leading by 3 points against Tyrone, and all of a sudden Martin Penrose season opening, Paul, and you got a foot to it or whatever, and it kept out a goal. I mean, okay, who knows what might have happened, but for Donegal that was certainly a defining moment.
Yeah, it was, you know, but I think, you know, discussing it with the lads after as well, we were, you know, maybe it would have went to a replay. We were confident going in against Tyrone. We thought maybe we shouldn't have been left in the position we were in, that they could come back at us, because I don't know, were they firing on all cylinders, but we pulled away, and we should have put them away that day. But, you know, I think a team like Tyrone, you're always going to have that, and I was happy to be able to do something, you know, like that for the team, and it was a special feeling, you know, coming off the pitch when you have a man like Mickey Hart shaking your hands, just shaking his head at you, you know, and yeah, you know, you have to respect that man, you know, and it was a great feeling, but I don't know, I think, you know, that was a big day for myself, you know, and I was like, I came into that game with confidence, and, you know, I was training hard with Pat, you know, and he was giving me the confidence in training, and I was enjoying it, and, you know, these are the moments you wait for, and you have to perform, and I think we had done enough preparation to be able to do that.
Yeah. And finally, Paul, having played so long at inter-county level, does it even make you appreciate more being here tonight among the elite, the top 15 footballers, and a lot of footballers started the championship this year? Does it make it even better?
It does, yeah. It's definitely tops off the year. Something special to win an All-Star, but as we were chatting, myself and Michael were chatting last night, we were saying, you know, it's a great achievement to be able to do it, but at the same time, if you asked me to swap an All-Ireland medal for an All-Star, I'd tell you where to go, basically, but it is a great achievement in that, and it's nice at the end, but I think having the All-Ireland medal now is the main thing, and I think two Ulsters in a row, and hopefully now we can push on and get another one, and never know, maybe another All-Ireland, and that's what we're looking forward to.
The ambition is not faded because of what's happened this year?
No, definitely not. I think it's actually maybe put more ambition in myself anyway. You know, the boys would say I'm probably not the best for training, but I've already been back training, you know, and I'm looking forward to next year, and hopefully I go back into the year in good shape, and, you know, Jim gives me another chance. You know, I have to thank him. He's been he's been very supportive, and he's given me an opportunity to do what we've done this year, and I have to thank him as well, you know.
Congratulations, a great year, Paul.
Charlie, thanks, sir.